we have before us one bill here today, and Teresa, I don't think, do I have to open a hearing according to the rules?
Yes, you do, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill
1063.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, Senate Bill 1063 clarifies House Bill 3242 from the 2007 session by reflecting that level one commercial contractors are to have one or more key employees with a combined total of 8 years of experience, and that level two commercial general contractors have one or more key employees with a combined total of 4 years of experience prior to licensure. There's an emergency clause in the measure, and the effective date is July 1st, 2008.
Thank you. I'd like Drew Hagedorn and Craig Smith to come on up and concisely and to the point share with us your opinion on this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. Drew Hagedorn for AGC in support of Senate Bill 1063. We introduced this measure through your Senate Commerce Committee to remedy a Scrivener's error with last session's House Bill 3242. As some of you may recall, that measure created some new experience requirements for commercial construction contractors. And in a late session amendment, there was a Scrivener's error, and the experience requirements were reversed. The senior license holder was to have 8 years or more experience of key employees with 8 years or more experience, and the junior license holders for the level two license holder. And those numbers were reversed. So this bill remedies that problem. It eliminates what otherwise would be a barrier for small and emerging businesses to entry. So we would advocate for your support, please.
Thank you. Greg, you want to?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Craig Smith, Construction Contractors Board. I'd echo Drew's comments. We hope you support the bill.
Thank you. This is fairly cut and dried, gentlemen. Do you have any questions of these gentlemen? Very good. Anyone else like to testify today? Thank you very much. Anyone else like to testify today on Senate Bill 1063? All right. I'm going to wait and see if the good representative has any comments on before I close the public hearing.
Is it too late for an amendment?
We could throw in 10, 13 okay. amendments, Representative.
Hit the hammer.
No, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
Only if the amendment exempts him from unemployment.
Yeah. We could go on all day on this. Any questions before I close the public hearing? I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 1063. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 1063 and entertain a motion. Representative Escobar.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1063 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Escobar moves Senate Bill 1063 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any questions or discussion? Is there any opposition to this bill?
Mr. Chair, I think this is a wonderful bill.
We knew we could count on you, Representative. That's why we love you so much. Seeing no opposition, do I have to call the roll?
No, you do not.
It has passed. And I will entertain a motion to put this one on the consent calendar. Representative Escobar.
Mr. Chair, I move that we put Senate Bill 1063 on the consent calendar.
Representative Escobar moves Senate Bill 1063 to be placed on the consent calendar. Is there any discussion or questions? Is there any opposition to that idea?
Mr. Chair, I don't oppose it. The only thing is there hasn't been a bill on the consent calendar for a really long time, which may be that this one will I think at the beginning of session there was a bill on the consent.
Mr. Chair, I believe there was one.
If I see no opposition, I'm going to accept the motion, and we're just going to move on, and we'll fly up the flagpole, and if they need somebody to carry it, the chair will carry it. Okay, so move. I'm going to close the session on Senate Bill 1063. Is there anything else for the good of the order today? Seeing nothing, we are adjourned.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.